Well, alrighty, okay. This is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And here we are on the other side of Easter. Oh, trees are happy. Birds are happy. All of nature is singing because it is a time of rebirth, a time of new challenge, a time of new opportunity. Spring's a good time. Isn't it a good time? You can go out and you smell all the shrubs that are blooming and the beautiful perfume that comes from the things that God created. Been rereading a little book called Visions Beyond the Veil. It's a compilation of accounts from the Adullam Rescue Mission in China that was written by H.A. Baker and his wife. And it's an account of these Chinese orphans that they picked up off the street and brought into their mission. And they told them about Jesus, and they gave their heart and life to the Lord. And they began to seek him. They began to have this desire just to get close to the Lord. And the orphanage was just inundated with the power of the Holy Spirit. And these children were baptized in the Spirit. And God came down with angelic visitations and took the children to heaven. And it was recorded, and it was so real because these children didn't know about heaven. They didn't know about the new city. They didn't know about paradise. They didn't know. They were just kids, many of which couldn't even read. And they were brought into the rescue mission, and there they were saved, and the Spirit of God began to bless and to anoint. And took them out of, not in their bodies, but out of their spirit, took them to heaven, and they saw heaven, and they came back and they described it, and it was described exactly the way the Bible describes it, the way John described it, the way Paul described it, the way the people that have been there. Heaven is a real place, and it is a place where you and I, as born-again Christians, are going to go. We're going to be there. And the wonderful thing is that the saints of all the ages are there. You're going to not only see the people who the Bible is written about, but you're going to see your mom and your dad and your grandmom and your granddad and your aunts and uncles and cousins and people that you love, your friends who love Jesus. That's one of the sad things about a funeral for an unbeliever, because they're gone. They're gone into torment, and they're going to be raised at the last day at the great white throne judgment, and they're going to hear Jesus say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you." And there's no out from that. It's forever. And I know people don't like to think about that. They want to tell me something good. Tell me something nice. Tell me something sweet. You know, but it's real. Just as heaven is real, so hell is real. And that's why the Apostle Paul says the essence of the gospel is like a sweet-smelling savor. It's like perfume to those of us who are born again, but to those who refuse Jesus, to those who refuse the Word of God, the gospel, the good news, it has a smell of death to it, because the same gospel that promises those who believe in Jesus eternal life, new heavens, new earth, also promises the unbeliever, the one who turns their back, the one who refuses to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, eternal damnation. A lot of preachers don't like to deal with that, because it gets people upset. Well, it should get them upset. If you see somebody that's about to drink a cup of arsenic poisoning and you love them and you're going to kill them, you're going to say, "Don't put it down. Stop. Stop." And it's the same with rejecting Jesus. You say, "Well, I haven't rejected God. I just don't believe that Jesus is the only way." He is the only way. He is the only Lamb of God slain from the foundations of the world. He is the door to the sheepfold. He is. Dan Malone sings this song called He Is, and He is all the things that the Word of God declares Him to be. And you and I, we need to understand this, and we need to embrace it, because we are moving into the end of the age. I don't know when Jesus is coming back. Could be today. But I know one thing. That which was preached in 1950, when I was just a boy going to church, and the evangelist came to church, and he had this huge clock, and he had the hands like at 3 minutes till midnight, signifying how close it was to the return of Jesus. Well, those hands are a whole lot closer to midnight today than they were then. And things that didn't make sense in the Bible, prophecies that were there, things concerning the end of the age, how can this be? How can the whole world be forced to take a number, and without it they can't buy, they can't sell? How is it possible to see the two witnesses during the tribulation that are killed and their bodies lie in the streets for 3 days, and then they brought back to life and ascend into heaven? And it says the whole world will see this. 1950. That wasn't possible. It is today. We are moving rapidly towards the culmination of the age of the day of salvation. That day began when Jesus was resurrected. We celebrated that last week. And it will end when he returns exactly the way those two angels said he would. As 40 days after having been crucified, he'd been on earth for 40 days. The people that were there saw him ascend into the clouds. Two angels came, book of Acts, and they said, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into the sky?" This same Jesus, not a different Jesus, not a different Messiah, this same Jesus is going to return in like manner. Well, that day of his return will end the day of salvation. It will end the age in which you and I have had a chance to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That day is fast approaching. I think we could even say the sun is at the horizon of the day of salvation. You know, you ask that question, who am I? And what am I? And where did I come from? And where am I going? Those are the big questions, aren't they? And it's really interesting. I read this really good book in which the thesis of it was the universe, the heavens, the earth itself was made first to bring glory and honor to God, but then secondly, it was made for his man. It was made for Adam. God gave it to Adam. He created it all, then he created Adam, and he said, "Adam, it's yours. Rule over it, reign over it. It's yours." And then Adam committed high treason and sold out to the devil. And ever since then, we've had the law of sin and death in operation against us. But a new day is coming. It is a day in which Jesus will rule and reign this earth, and we are his. And you say, well, what makes me so special? Hey, for God so loved the world. See, even while you were in sin, even before you knew Jesus, even though he loved you, he created man to be a partner with him. In fact, it calls us heirs of salvation, and that we are going to inherit all that Jesus has because he loves us and he wants to bless us. And it's going to be eternal. It's going to be wonderful. Well, I want to encourage him. And remember, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. If there's no Jesus, there's no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Fairton Christian Center. Jesus is freedom.